Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Hoffman Show, Wizards Draft Show Edition here on the Team 980. Always live on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where you see we have reconfigured the room ever so slightly to accommodate my good friend Josh Robbins. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us twice in a week here. Had you on the phone last week, and we kind of ended with this thought about team building and what we are learning from the NBA finalists and how with the second apron, now being such a hard cap, basically a hard cap. Teams are treating it as such. They're like, we cannot go into that thing. How that landscape is changing the league. And sure enough, we see yesterday the Wizards ensure that they could be a soft landing spot for a team next year who's trying to unload talent with the Jordan Poole trade. As you've had time to digest the finals here for a couple of days, think about what the Pacers have done, think about what the Thunder did, and run it through the lens of this team that we both cover. What are some of the things that you think that they're doing well and some of the areas where you're like, I wonder if they'll lean into that as the landscape changes?
Well, what they have not had the benefit of is luck in the lottery in a year where there are top level prospects like this one, where there are two very high top level prospects. Last year, the runner up in the lottery got the person they thought was the very best prospect, but it was a bad year for at the top of the draft. What are they doing well? Well, they are creating a ton of cap flexibility. They've found a way to move off their most onerous contracts, the Beal contract and the Jordan Poole contract, which they got in the first place because they had to unload Beal, and have given themselves some optionality to sound highfalutin here. and what you said is exactly what I wrote yesterday afternoon after the deal was agreed to, that potentially $100 million in cap space next summer most likely will be used to bring on a contract or two or three where they get a pick, a valuable pick in return. What did Indiana and OKC show? Well, it showed that you can build a finals roster with your best player coming in via trade. And the problem right now with the Wizards is I'm not sure they have anyone on their roster who could bring back the caliber of who SGA was several years ago when the Clippers let him go, or Tyrese Halliburton when the Kings let him go for Sabonis. So that's their now, that's what they have to do. They either have to develop their players who they already have or somehow draft someone who could become a top-level player.
The other thing I think we talked about, too, was the changing landscape of, or one thing I think it's important to talk about on draft day, whether we talked about it or not, is the changing landscape of who the best players in the league are. Forever, it's top three pick type of guys. It's your number one overall picks. Now we see, let's just run through the guys, right? SGA was a 10th, forget the fact that he was traded. I think people who know, understand why the Clippers made that move. It didn't wind up working out for them, but they understand why. But still, he was, a 10th or 11th pick in the draft. Halliburton, same thing. You have Giannis, who's international, but 15th. Jokic, second round. They're coming from different places. The All-NBA teams have never had more difference and disparity in terms of where those players were drafted. Why is a interesting discussion in terms of heavier international, less data in college, all these kinds of things. But is there something that you see as a common thread between some of these guys where, is there something to figure out here, or is there just an element of luck, or is it actually not even as much about drafting? And this is a fun conversation. Is the development piece maybe more important than ever? And is that something that, if you're Washington, you've invested a lot of money in, and hopefully you're hoping that's the correct answer?
Probably all of the above. It's going to be very tough to make gains if you can't develop. Giannis was developed, although he also physically grew into the person he is now. Jokic, I'm not so sure if he was developed. He almost had that certain unusual skill ahead of time. I think what it signals to me is that the American way of developing very young players has lost a bit of its edge. Certainly it's not where it was 25 years ago, where the top prospects would spend 2-3 years in college under a top-level college coach. And in the years since, the influence of AAU it's just never been higher. And all of the old-school coaches will tell you that the AAU influence from players coming out of the United States has been maybe not malign, but not optimal.
Yeah.
So it seems like the developmental system here in the United States is not is losing ground relative to the rest of the world. And as for Giannis, the people who drafted him will tell you, yes, they saw a possibility, but they also got lucky. I don't think they ever thought he'd become who he is.
Right.
They will tell you that. So,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Those are my thoughts there.
Yeah, Josh Robbins of The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. So to me, that actually is a nice segue into the guy who's the most intriguing player in the draft tonight, which is Ace Bailey. Because I could tell you why Ace Bailey, like, I think I just said this last segment, like, he's the most dangerous guy in the draft. Because if you don't take him, and he winds up being awesome, you're like, I should have known. Son of a gun. That guy's so good. Why? How do we pass on him? And if you take him and he busts, then all the signs are right there. So what do you do with that information, Josh?
Well, you better have done a ton of your own work. Not you, Craig Hoffman, but we're talking about the Wizards, right? The
sure.
Wizards are said to be
one of his preferred destinations.
Well, yes, that also. All of these teams, and in this case the Wizards, they better have done their own original scouting and then deep dive research into his past teams and also his medicals, as with any player. If you don't have that and you don't have that apparatus and you don't trust that scouting, in that case, that's where probably you'd be a lot less likely to pick him, if you didn't trust your own scouting. The Wizards have a deep belief in this scouting and intel gathering system that they have. Now, what they have determined about Ace Bailey is unclear. Okay?
Right.
But they at least have that apparatus and certainly the experience where they should be able to make as informed a decision as possible. Except for the fact that he is said to have not worked out for any individual
team. Do you believe that, by the way? Like, do you think that we're going to find out that whether it's Washington or whoever takes him, had a secret meeting, secret workout somewhere?
I guarantee that if he gets picked tonight here and faces questions from the Washington media, he will be asked that question.
I wonder who would ask it. Perhaps Varun Shankar of the Washington... No, I'm just kidding. Josh Robbins with us here on the Hoffman Show.
If he gets to the mic first, yeah, he will, and he's sharp, and so he... Yes, he could.
You've got to watch out for those young guys. They're quick.
I've got. Well, who's to say I'm not young?
That's the correct retort. Not me.
Well, now I'm suddenly offended. The youngs, not the Varun's.
I mean,
part,
Varun's.
But
I've known
young
Varun
stuff.
Since he was in high school, and that wasn't that long ago.
All right. Well, I was in high school once too.
And, so was I.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we're getting off topic.
Welcome
here.
To
I
the
like
show,
Varun.
Josh. Off topic is what we do.
Who are we talking about? Bailey?
Yeah, that's who we were talking about. We
right.
can keep talking
so,
about him. People probably care about that more than when I was in high school.
With Ace Bailey, I want to know, in addition to, did you work out anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
if you didn't work out anywhere, why was, or if you wanted to go to Washington, as the rumors said you did, why?
Right.
And is that why you didn't work out for other teams or for Washington, or you did work out here? Who knows? That has to be asked.
Of course.
And preferably tonight, but if not then when he gets formally physically introduced to the media.
No doubt. Jeremiah Fear is another guy that I'm more interested in than I was when our show started yesterday, about 30 minutes after the pool news, but before that news broke yesterday. There's now just not as much of a logjam at that position. You know, one of the things they obviously care about here is development, the ability to get guys minutes. You know, we saw that last year with Kuzma still here, but Avia traded, and knowing that Bilal needed some more minutes, and then they ultimately, you know, draft Keyshawn George. That works out well. So, long story short, Jeremiah Fears is a guy that I think is a really interesting fit because he ticks a box that I know Will Dawkins cares about, and then there's a gigantic question mark in another box that I know Will Dawkins cares about. The one he ticks is speed. They want to play fast here. That guy might be the fastest player in the draft. His handle is great. He's going to get out and push. That fits what a wizard is offensively. Defensively, he's to say he's got a lot to be desired. It's the old, he's 2 years away from being 2 years away. That might be him defensively. How do you think he would fit with what Will and Michael and that crew is building?
Ultimately, you got to be able to shoot in this league. That's one of the lessons that, once again, the finals have shown. You've got to be able to play at least four out. Can he be at least a league average shooter? Preferably, you'd want much better than that. Is he tall enough to provide the defensive presence and to be as effective offensively as you need to be? Those are the questions. And the Wizards wanting to play fast, well, the Wizards aren't much different from almost anybody else, particularly these bad teams. They want to play fast because if they're in the half court, they can't score otherwise.
Mm.
And you prefer to get it shot opportunities in transition where the percentages are higher, but you also want to cross half court and get into your offense so you have more time to run actions so you can somehow generate a shot. 8 years from now or 5 years from now, whenever they get relevant, hopefully from their perspective, they have someone who's good enough who could score in the half court, particularly in the playoffs. How does he fit in? There's a lot I have in my hand here, and folks watching on TV, I have the Athletics draft guide written by a friend of mine, Sam Vicente. Fears is definitely within this tier of six prospects who the Wizards would consider after Harper goes off the board. But my man Vicente has Fears ranked as the 18th best prospect in this draft. So he's a polarizing prospect. What he certainly did was he made a big-time impact at Oklahoma at the age of 18 as one of the youngest players in college basketball, which is a feather in his cap. Just like Ace Bailey is polarizing, so is Fears, although not for probably the reasons we perceive.
It feels like the two guys that are no longer polarizing are Knipple and Edgecombe. Like, is there any chance that we think that those guys are on the board by the time Washington's picking at six?
Not, certainly not with Edgecombe, unlikely with Knipple, who is probably the most NBA-ready of the guys who are in this third tier.
Interesting. Any other things from, like, other teams, moves, things that you're kind of watching, rumors that are swirling around that have piqued your interest from your colleagues at The Athletic or otherwise that you think have an impact tonight?
Well, I'm most interested to see who, if anyone, trades up to three or four or five. And I wonder how much of the smoke about teams potentially trading up 2-3 emanate from the team that holds that number three pick, Philly. I don't know the answer to that. Is it possible that this is all coming from Philly? Possible. Certainly, I think the Wizards would love to trade up. And I'm not necessarily convinced that it would be Bailey. It might be Edgecombe at three. I think it would probably be Edgecombe at three. That's one thing. And then the biggest thing league-wide are these trades that had been made, particularly by the Celtics, who are, as you said, they're avoiding the second apron like the plague. They're saving tens, hundreds of millions of dollars in tax. And are they finished yet? I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's part of what's interesting to me.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it here until 7 o'clock, and then I'm going to get up and leave, and Linnell Willingham's going to put on this headset. Everything will be louder, but it's okay. We'll turn the volumes down on that fancy device over there. Linnell will take us here on the Team 980 on our draft show through 11 o'clock. Josh, you'll be over yonder doing your work. Read Josh Robbins in The Athletic. Anthony, we can skip what's trending. Internal comms note there. And, Josh, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with more draft coverage next here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.